Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Our guy, Zach Gelb, is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And before we talk sports and football with him, I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch this season is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. And Zach Gelb can be heard nationally every afternoon on the Infinity Sports Network. And he joins us from the WFAN studios in New York City every week. You know, Gelby, the Dolphins have a Thursday night football game tomorrow night against the Ravens. Did you happen to see the Dolphins' performance against Atlanta on Sunday?
Yes, I was made aware of it. I saw some highlights of it. It was definitely surprising. It's nice to see that football team finally have a pulse. And how about those Atlanta Falcons? I was there in Atlanta when they beat the Bills and they celebrated like it was a Super Bowl victory for them. But then Raheem Morris, who is not a good coach and should not be a head coach right now in Atlanta, he then laid two stinkers. All right, San Francisco, it happens. But against the Dolphins, it's one thing to lose to the Dolphins, to get blown out by the Dolphins. And I don't care if Kirk Cousins was the quarterback or not. Yikes. Ugly, ugly, ugly. But good for you guys. You know, I know Channing Crowder's so fired up today. He's not even here, and that's why Appel's in the building.
Well, I mean, could it be, though, that the Dolphins are starting to put something together? Or is that the one-week aberration? You give them zero chance to look tomorrow night against Baltimore the way they looked Sunday against Atlanta.
Oh, I won't put it at zero chance because the Ravens have some injuries on defense, and the Ravens' defense isn't anything that is special. And so you should, in theory, be able to move the ball up against them, and I expect this to be a high-scoring game. There's probably going to be some rust with Lamar Jackson as John Harbaugh, that liar, who's faking all the injuries, and he bitches and complains about Belichick and the Patriots for years, and then, oh, nope, it was an honest mistake, folks. Nothing to see here, and you want me to believe that? That's why I like Jim better than John, if I'm just being honest, but I think the Dolphins have a chance tomorrow, but...
Rank the Harbaugh brothers, one through two.
Yeah, well, I like Jim. I'm a big fan of Jim. I don't hate John, but I just thought it was, like, so phony the way that he handled it, but here's the bottom line. The Dolphins have a chance. But can I sit here and say that I expect them now to get on the Hawk train and restore life to this season? Absolutely not. Like, come on. They're still coached by a bozo in Mike McDaniel.
Right, but Gelb, have you taken into consideration, we don't just have Tua now, we've got Visor Tua leading the offense.
Yeah, yes. That's the turnaround. You know, podium Tua sucks. Mike McDaniel at the podium sucks, but put a visor on. And all of a sudden, they're going to the Super Bowl.
Well, Pink Eye Tua, Visor Tua, 1-0 in the last one.
You can't argue it.
Yeah, you don't have Drake May and you don't have Josh Allen. So Visor Tua, when he looks up, he's going to be hitting the ass of Drake May and Josh Allen in those standings for the rest of the season.
Gelb, I'm glad that you brought up Drake May, because before the season, Hawk and I did a show together. You came on, and we did the whole, well, are the Patriots really going to be the second-best team in the East, or is it still the Dolphins? And Hawk and I both said it would still be the Dolphins, because
and
I didn't know.
And who said that the Patriots are going to be the second-best team?
I'm getting there. Okay, I'm
settle down. Settle getting down. There.
So I said I needed to see it from Drake May. Showed flashes last year, and I just want to see it this year with Vrabel and some of what they put together around him. And you said, you're a believer. And you were right. That team, I know they're going to play a real – I think it's the easiest schedule left of any team in the league, the Patriots. But Drake May is playing himself into the MVP conversation with how well he's played the first half of this season. You've got to be ecstatic.
Yeah, I'm thrilled. It's fun to watch football again after 5 long years
of
having
God.
A team that could have
long
for a
years.
Super Bowl.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
He's such a jerk.
I say that obviously
He's such
jest.
A jerk. Yeah.
And so many people now are going to tweet me, you don't know what pain is actually like. I am kidding. Yeah. I am kidding, folks. All right? But the reason why I thought the Patriots were going to be good this year is because Drake May had nothing around him last year. And I saw him, even though the stats didn't suggest it, play a solid quarterback and do something with nothing around him. And I looked at the schedule before the start of the season, and I said, if everything goes right, like this could be a 9 or 10 win football team. And I don't think the team is that good, but this is what happens when you have a good head coach and a good quarterback. And I just want the quarterback to stay healthy. A little concerned with the way that he runs and sometimes the way that his head hits the ground, which he needs to clean that up. But that's a problem for all rookie quarterbacks. Well, I know it's his second year, but young quarterbacks, I should say. And then also, we play the Falcons this week. So I'm actually nervous about the Falcons because you guys slaughtered them. So this would be so NFL that the Falcons actually show a pulse this week and they upset my New England Patriots.
Is
so
it,
I'm a little concerned about
is
this
it Penix or Cousins?
I'm not sure yet. I'm assuming that big Penix energy will come back for this one.
Thank you, Desmond Howard. Yeah. So the Dolphins, there's nothing that could happen. I had asked this of Crowder and Solana yesterday. There's nothing that could happen over the course of the remainder of the season that would change your mind on Chris Greer, Mike McDaniel, or Tua.
Tua, maybe. Greer and McDaniel, absolutely not. If this owner brings back Greer and McDaniel because they put lipstick on a pig and they finished the season with, like, I don't know, 7 wins or 8 wins. Oy, that's a massive, massive mistake. The quarterback, he could still show me something, but the GM and the head coach, absolutely not. And you look at the schedule I'm looking at right now, Baltimore, Buffalo, the Commanders, these next 3 weeks,
some easy
if
games.
You're going to try to – well, they're not easy, but if you're going to try to sell me on having to entertain coming on this fine radio show and trying to continue your hype train that you're trying to push here.
No, I'm off it. By I want to make it clear that I am not.
I know.
I am not pushing any. I'm not pushing that particular train. I'm on the heat now. I'm on the heat train.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Pepas, they beat the Knicks the other night.
How about that? They're better than your basketball team. Heat are better than your basketball team. Your basketball team had all this hype coming into the season. Heat are
it's
10 times. Better.
Yeah, it's 4 games. There? You know, 4 games we're talking about. I got people running around here today, like Sal Licata, who I love, calling Mike Brown Mike Clown. I'm like, are you serious?
I love it.
4 games into a season.
There's no way he survives a season, though, Gelb, right? Like, that's the easiest move for the Knicks to make if they're just like the 3 seed, just fire Mike Brown.
Yeah, let me tell you how fans and talk show hosts treat baseball and basketball like it's football. Is beyond me. You know, how there are even takes to be had after 3-4 games into a basketball season.
Well, I'm going to give you a take on the Heat later because I do have one more question about the Dolphins, but I'm going to sell you on the Heat and why you should jump ahead of it before other people actually take notice.
To what level, though?
Like
championship.
Legit. Nah, not championship, but contend for the East.
Better than the play-in?
Easy. That's a lock. That's a lock. Home field advantage in the first round.
Court.
Home court advantage.
He's scattered. He was late.
Yeah. That's how stupid the take is.
Okay. No, Jimmy, mark this tape. But I'll sell you on it in a second But Gelb,
no, go ahead, Solana. I do respect you. I will listen to your stupidity.
That's funny because I don't respect you. But
well, that's not true. I have texts that suggest the otherwise. So talented. I love you.
Hold on a second. I mean, it was me that told Hawk, hey, this Gelb guy's really good. He'd be a great fit for the show.
That is
exactly true. You're
that
making my
true.
Point. Thank you.
That is true.
Now you come on a little too much for my liking, to be honest.
Now you're my pinata each and every week. I haven't been slamming you that much recently. Gelb, that more Hawk and Crowder.
Before we get to the Heat, no joke, we've been talking about Devon Achane here, Jalen Waddle. How do you what's up with Devon Achane? But how do you feel about a really talented running back, which the Dolphins clearly have? It's Achane or bust down here for the most part outside of last week. How do you feel about the Dolphins taking offers, not seeking offers, but listening to offers on a guy that's become really the best player and possibly the best building block for the future with the trade deadline coming up?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel all different types of way about it because it's weird. Chris Greer shouldn't be back next year. I'm not going to rule it out because of the love affair the owner has for him, but I don't want him making that decision. If you get an offer you can't refuse, okay. I don't care what Tyreek Hill says. I don't think he's going to be back next year. I would not trade Jalen Waddle. You could listen, right? Like someone calls you, you could listen. But if you're going to still sell me that Tua is the quarterback next year, and you know how limited Tua could potentially be, why would you get rid of either Achane or Waddle? Like that doesn't make sense to me. For what are you even going to get back is my question.
We're going to end up running out of time. So go ahead, give him your Heat stuff.
All right, through four games, and I get it, four games. But the Miami Heat, Gelb, for the past six seasons have not been a great offensive team. They won games, how they call it down here, in the mud. But it was just Jimmy Butler heroics most of the time, knocking a bunch of threes. The last 3 years, they've been a bottom 10 team in the NBA in offensive rating, in pace. Just a brutal watch. If they scored 100 points, Hawk and Crowder would make fun of me. Finally, they scored over 100 points through four games.
You guys get like Taco Bell if they do that or something?
I mean,
like that?
Bam is shutting me up in a big way this season.
Through four games, Gelb. Listen to this. They're number one entering today in points per game. They're number one in pace in the NBA, top five in field goal percentage, top five in three-pointers made, top five in three-point percentage, so they're executing. Number two in net rating, only behind Wemby Spurs, who they play tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Top 10 in offensive rating, top five in defensive rating, number one in fast break points, number three in points in the paint per game. So they're doing it every which way. Eric Spoelstra, who's the best coach in the NBA, who is no longer married, has a little bit more time on his hands.
Yeah.
Is approaching this season like the sicko he is, and he has injected a totally new, fundamentally sound way to play basketball. Last night, without their two leading scorers, Tyler Hero, Norman Powell, they scored 144 points. I mean, this is a new brand of basketball Miami is playing to, committed to, and it's all because of Eric Spoelstra. Do not sleep on the Miami Heat just because they don't have superstars. They have the best coach in the league.
I'm not sleeping on them. Like, they're a gritty basketball team. But saying that,
but they're
one
not
this,
anymore. That's my
two,
point.
Hold
they're
on,
not
hold
anymore.
On. You wait a second. You wait a second. One, two, or
that's
three
my favorite,
in the league.
My favorite brand of sports radio. No, you know, wait a second.
Yeah,
I can I answer?
There's four.
We'll send them on Abby Phillips.
Like, could we get to 20 games before we shovel what? These statistics
what do
down
we
our
need
throat?
20 games for? I'm giving you a sample right. size.
Can we save this for preheat?
3 weeks from now?
No, preheat with Tommy Ty. Because
right. remember this.
Friday is Halloween. What is the Gelb household giving away on Halloween, Zach? And don't disappoint me here.
Oh, boy.
Nothing.
I thought you were going to ask me what I'm dressing up as. I live in an apartment
right.
complex.
The right. city.
And there are limitations in the building.
But you can designate, because I live in an apartment, you can designate your apartment as trick-or-treat friendly.
Mm-hmm. And well, I will not be home.
So you don't designate yours as one of the apartments that the kids can come trick-or-treating at?
No. Also, I am 31 living in the city. There's not a lot of kids in my building.
Mm-hmm.
I will contemplate now, because you've guilted me into this, in leaving a bowl out of candy and maybe just saying take one, and then one kid just going to take all the candy, because that's what I used to do. But I'm not going to be at my apartment, because I'm going to a Halloween party on Friday.
We made the executive decision in our house that we are a big bar, full-size candy
yeah.
house.
Good for you.
Boom.
And, like, any other way to do it, there is.
I agree.
Good for you.
I'm a Kit Kat guy. I'm a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup
Listen,
guy.
Anyone who has a modicum of recognition somewhere. We had Aronde Gadsden on yesterday. He said full-size Snickers bars. And I said, anyone who has a modicum of recognition, they were a professional athlete, they're yeah. a broadcaster, Appel is doing national football games.
Sure.
I mean, he was on the Marlins PA for a while. Anyone who has a modicum of recognizability should give away full-size candy bars.
So if I had a house, 1,000%. If I had a building that there were a lot of families in, 1,000%. I think there's like a code in my building. You know, we have 17 floors in our building. There's like 8 or 9 families. I think they just go to the family floors and they do their trick-or-treating somewhere else. It is not a very active sign-up sheet. So
right.
I've
well,
lived
if,
in this building for 6 years.
If you are going to put out a bucket of candy, don't make it the bag that has the Dum-Dums, the Sweet Tarts,
no,
and Tootsie
Rolls. No, I was
going to
do apples. apples with razor blades in it, right?
Full-size apples. Full-size apples.
Yeah.
As long as they're full-size apples, I have no problem with that. That's great. Zach Gelb, you hear him on the Infinity Sports Network afternoons, and you will not find him at home on Friday. Real quick, what are you dressing as for Halloween?
My girlfriend is going to be Little Red Riding Hood, and I'm going as the Big Bad Wolf.
All right. So you're kind of at, I was going to say, so you're kind of at that stage in the relationship where she comes to you with the costume ideas and you have to play along.
We were going to a wedding in Philadelphia, and on the train she said, come with 5 ideas. So I came with 5 ideas, but there's things that you pick and choose here. So
that was her. That wasn't one of her ideas. That wasn't one
no,
of your ideas.
No, it was not one of my ideas. Gotcha. I just threw out the first 5 ideas that I saw in ChatGPT or something and was like, yeah, let's do what you want to do. It's called being smart.
Are you a good boyfriend? Are you a good boyfriend?
Yeah, very good. I think I'm boyfriend yeah. of the year, if you
He's
ask
whipped.
Me. But,
He's whipped.
But let's
you
just
think like overly courteous
For
to her?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Please.
For
you
sure.
skip big sporting events
no,
because
no,
she wants
that,
to watch
no.
Keeping
well,
Up with the Kardashians?
That's what I'm saying. Like, huge college football weekend Saturday. Oh, you got the Halloween costume. I'm sitting my fat ass on Saturday watching all the games.
All right. Fair enough. Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you, Gelby.
You got it, guys. Be well.
There you go. What do you feel about that? The Little Red Riding Hood and the Big Bad Wolf?
I have that exact same costume.
You come every year as Little Red Riding Hood, right?
Yeah. I'm the female in this equation for some odd reason, yeah.
You know, they gave us new – this is the funniest thing. They gave us new 104.3 FM WQAM staff shirts. They had new ones made because the old ones used to say 560. So they gave everyone their new shirts this week. Solana's he picks his up and he's like, man, these are cut small, and it was almost like it had a weird mesh in the back or whatever.
The buttons are on the opposite side.
They gave him a female shirt.
They gave me a female.
And Crowder and I were like, well, yeah, most of the people around here, they don't spend a lot of time with you. You look, they think you're a female.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana show.
Somebody has dubbed me on the text machine Bad Bet Bunny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered, inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.